In summer time, when Phoebus raised it, cheer each mortal man's delight, increasing of the cheerful days and cutting off the darksome nights. When nature brought forth everything by just return of April showers, to make the pleasant branches spring with sundry sorts of herbs and flowers. It was my chance to walk abroad to view Dame Nature's new-come brood. The pretty birds did lay on load with sugared tunes in every wood. The gallant nightingale did set her speckled breast against a briar, whose mournful tunes bewail as yet her brother Tyrius' false desire. The serpents, having cast their coats, lay listening how the birds did sing. The pretty birds with sugared notes did welcome in the pleasant spring. I drew me to the greenwood side to hear this country harmony, whereas ere long I had espied a woeful man in misery. He lay along upon the ground, and to the heavens he cast his eye. The bordering hills and dales resound the echoes of his piteous cry. He wailing sore and sighing said, "O heavens, what endless grief have I? Why are my sorrows thus delayed? Come therefore, death, and let me die." When nature first had made my frame and set me loose, when she had done, steps fortune in that fickle dame to end what nature had begun. She set my feet upon her knee and blessed my tender age with store, but in the end she did agree to mar what she had made before. I could no sooner creep alone, but she forsook her foster child. I had no lands to live upon, but traced abroad the world so wild. At length I fell in company with gallant youths of Mars his train. I spent my life in jeopardy and got my labor for my pain. I watched on the sieged walls in thunder, lightning, rain, and snow, and oft being shot with powdered balls whose costly marks are yet to show. When all my kindred took their rest at home in many a stately bed, the ground and the pavement was my nest, my flask a pillow for my head. My meat was such as I could get of roots and herbs of sundry sort, which did content my hungry mind, although my commons were but short. My powder served to salt my meat, my murrian for a gilded cup, whereas such drink as I could get in spring or ditch I drank it up. My rapier always by my side, my piece lay charged with match and light. Thus many a month I did abide to ward all day and watch by night. I lived in this glorious vein until my limbs grew stiff and lame, and thus I got me home again, regarding no such costly fame. When I came home, I made a proof what friends would do if need should be. My nearest kinsfolk looked aloft as though they had forgotten me. And as the owl by chattering charms is wondered at of other birds, so they came wondering at my harms and yield me no relief but words. Thus do I want, while they have store, that I'm their equal every way, though fortune lent them somewhat more, else I had been as good as they. Come, gentle death, and end my grief, ye pretty birds, ring forth my knell. Let Robin Redbreast be the chief to bury me, and so farewell. Let no good soldier be dismayed to fight in fields with courage bold, yet mark the words that I have said, trust not to friends when thou art old.